Today on Selling Homes with Silas, we're talking about curb appeal. Seven things you need to do to make your home pop. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Selling Homes with Silas. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode number 2, Curb Appeal. Seven things you need to do to make your home pop. Now, before I get into this, let you know, my name is Silas Lindenstein, in case this is your first time tuning in, and it's only our second episode, so perhaps it is. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area, but even if you are not from Seattle, this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home sellers. This podcast focuses on home sellers. There will be some buying issues in here. We're going to talk about things that'll help you in buying a home. But this podcast is really dedicated to the art of selling homes in particular. Now, I do have another podcast. You may have heard of that already. It's called You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. That one focuses on the buying aspect, especially great for new home buyers or people who've been out of the market a while. You can check that out at yourbuyingahome.com. It's been a very successful podcast over the last year, and I wanted to make sure that I was touching with everybody, not just the buyers, but the sellers too. And because I got a lot of great advice for everybody. So these are tips that are going to be kind of universal for everywhere. We'll dig into some things that maybe are a little more specific to Seattle, but they'll translate. They will translate over. Selling a home is selling a home when it gets down to it. Okay. But let me tell you, if you are in the Seattle area and you're looking to sell your home, you can email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And I got a guidebook for you, and we can talk about what I can do to help you. Also, or if you're out of state, if you are out of the Seattle area, but you want to sell your home and you're like, I also need to find a great agent to list this property for me, I can help you there too. I have a huge network of real estate agents all across the country. All you have to do is email me, silas@silasgetsreal.com, and say, hey, I'm looking for someone to help me list my home. I live in wherever you are. Maybe that's Orlando. Maybe that's Salt Lake City. Maybe it's Grand Rapids, Michigan, wherever. And I'm going to hook you up with one of my favorite agents that are out there, and it'll be wonderful. So I'm here to help you. I'm a giver. But here we are. I'm excited about this podcast and this episode. So let's get started. Curb appeal. So I think you may all understand now that real estate's changed over the years, and in fact, especially, you know, in these COVID times and as we move into post-COVID times, internet shopping has become it. That's where everyone said 95% of people find the home they buy online first, right? And especially right now, when people are a little skeptical about going into homes sometimes, as curb appeal is the number one, when they drive by, you want to suck them in. Because sometimes when I send clients out, I'm working with clients, I'm working with buyers, and I'm like, okay, before we go out and we'll look at these 12 homes you want to see, we got to whittle this down to 5. So I want you to drive by some of these, and you're going to tell me what, once you're in that neighborhood and what at that house, is that even a place you want to look at? Right. So that's why curb appeal is so important. You want people, the moment they are outside that house, to want to go in. You want to draw them in, because that's what's going to get you top dollar. Top dollar comes from curb appeal. Number one on here, landscaping. You got to landscape. You got to get it nice. You got to get that mower out. You got to hire somebody. I have a few specific tips for landscaping in particular. Yes, you need to mow. You need to edging looks so sharp, let me tell you. You got to add some grass where needed, even if that means cutting some out and putting in some, you know, rolls of sod in there. Got to weed it. Mulch is your friend. Amigos everywhere. You got to okay, get some bags of mulch, spread them over your beds. Like, okay, yeah, you should put some weed blocker under there, ideally first, with a weed blocking landscaping fabric, right? Stake that down, then just start throwing mulch on there and put mulch everywhere to create empty space. Empty space is key. Plant new flowers, get some flowers, plant them in there, plant them in the flower beds. Keep some space. You don't want everything clustered together. You're not trying to create an English garden unless you already have that. You want space in between. That helps. It makes it look clean. Mulch adds negative space, which makes it a positive, oddly enough, right? But remember this, mulch is your friend. You can't get enough mulch. You can mulch everything in your house, next to the house, in the flower beds, everywhere. Going to do that. So the number one thing, you're going to do some landscaping. That's where you would probably spend the most money if you were limited, is get that landscaping taken care of. Number two, paint your door. Sounds crazy, but it makes it pop. People love when they walk up and that fresh coat of paint on there, it just pops out. And I think we don't even realize how worn our door is until we go to clean it and paint it. And we go, oh my gosh, I should have cleaned this a long time ago, right? So paint your door. Got to do that. Number three, I feel ridiculous saying this. Some of these I just feel absolutely ridiculous, but replace your door number, your house number. Replace your house number. So, you know, 9678, whatever your house is, go get some nice new ones. Put those up. Take the old ones off. Hopefully you can paint over where they were, but put some nice new ones. The new metal just pops. Where it's clear, and look where it's clear when people are searching for it. Yeah, there should be a giant sign in front of your house, right? You're thinking that, hey, Silas, they're going to know which house it is. It's a sign. They want to see the number two. Okay. Trust me. It's ridiculous, but there's studies on this. The new door numbers pop. Number four, update porch fixtures. Okay. So anywhere from that light, the porch light, any little knobs you got out on that porch for whatever reason. I don't know why you're putting knobs on your porch, but you did, right? You got to change those. The handrails, like if those are easily replaceable, replace them. Just new stuff out there. Because remember, they've already walked through the yard. They're walking into this, and it's the last second before they walk in. You want them in the most positive mood they can. So replace porch fixtures. Adding to that, the path getting there, let's go ahead and illuminate it, okay? I know a lot of homes you're going to watch during the day. They're going to watch during the day, but they also do drive-bys at night. People are going to do those, and you want, because, and even you setting out the little, like, okay, this is what I'm talking about, like those little solar lights, because if you already have power hooked up, don't spend the money to go put in powered lights out there. Just get some solar ones, and you know, you can go down to Home Depot. They're not that expensive, and just get some nice mat. Buy a bunch so that you can put them in other places too, because they look really pretty under near plants and bushes. But get those outdoor solar lights and just create a pathway. Clean up that pathway that goes up to your house. So many people's are different looking, but if you just light up that pathway. And at night, it's going to be gorgeous, right? And they're going to come by here. And maybe you can even get some shots, those dusk shots for the photographs, right? Nice path. Then, back to the door. You are going to replace the door hardware as well. That might go under the porch, but I'm calling it different. Even if you have the nicest porch, I want you to replace, the doorknob and the lock. Right. I just want them to look nice and new. They're going to make it look better. It's gonna, trust me. Cause even if you just do that, people are like, oh, it feels like a new door. Oh my. Yeah. That's what you want. Okay. Power wash. Okay. Now here's the thing. Power washing. I am anti-power washing of the house as a homeowner. Because too often you can get water seeping into the house, particularly in areas that don't dry up too much. Like I'm in Seattle, so it's a dangerous thing. But if you do have like one of those low power washer. Like I don't have, my power washer is kind of weak. It's electric. So mine's kind of safe. I've used it to paint my house. Right. But I want, like, you can use one of those and just be kind of careful with it, but power wash the house, get the siding, get it all clean. And then I want you to do the driveway. You're going to do the driveway. You're going to do the deck. You're going to do every big hard surface outside that people could see. So this is beyond landscaping. You want to power wash the thing, get it clear. My back, I have the cement patio in my back. I just can't even believe it every year when we go to power wash it. I can't believe how much it changes color. So you're going to want to do that to yours. Okay. Then I want you. That was 7. I got 8 for you. Here's an 8. Number 8. Here's a bonus one. And it's kind of because I'm not sure. It really depended on this. I want you to paint or stain your garage door. Okay. Paint or stain your garage door. Give that a nice pop as well. And I know that really depends on what the house looks like overall. There's going to be an overall, like, how does this one, probably should face the front, but I want you to consider that strongly. That's as a bonus. That's why I did that, because I was doing 7 things. And that's number 8. And it's not because I miscounted. It's a bonus. Stain or paint the garage door. And it is last, because it's like, that's really optional. That's like the last thing if you have time. But a lot of people really like that to get done. So there you are. This episode 2. 7 things you need to do to make your home pop. So going over again, the quick list. Landscaping. Paint your door. Replace door numbers. Update porch fixtures. Illuminate front path. Add new door hardware. And power wash. And a bonus, because I love you, stain or paint the garage door. That's it. All right. So that's the show. That's the program, everybody. And I'm hoping to do this weekly, bi-weekly. We're going to get you some of the best tips on how to get top dollar for your home here at Selling Homes with Silas. Thank you so much. And if you are looking to buy or sell anywhere in the Seattle, Washington area, or you need a referral elsewhere, please email me, silas@silasgetsreal.com. Thank you so much, and happy selling.